Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Director, and dear colleagues from Trade Division for inviting me today with you. I will use this, Madam Chair. I have only one slide, but...
we have to switch it on, apparently.
Oh, yes.
At the side.
Here. Okay. I think so. Okay.
And then you're ready.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's one slide only, but there are some animations to facilitate our discussion. As you said, I'm not actually the Transport Division has 61 legal instruments. I am responsible for those concerning road transport and border crossing facilitation. And now that the slide will appear, you will see that. Okay, then today I will share some experience and from our side regarding the electronic TIR, the TIR convention, the electronic CMR and the electronic CPDs, the Carnet de Passage. I'm responsible for all the three those conventions. Each of these conventions are global conventions. They have the last one has 86 contracting parties, 78 TIR and 56 the CMR convention. Now, speaking about green transport, I decided to present you the challenges that we are facing in order to digitalize these conventions with a tree and several branches in this tree. In the basis, in actually really on the ground, it's the intergovernmental bodies that we do have in Sustainable Transport Division, which are meeting regularly every year. And each of those conventions, they actually being reported, if you wish, to the relevant bodies. So it's the governments deciding everything about those conventions. TIR has the TIR Administrative Committee. CMR has the SE1, the Working Party on Road Transport. And then the CPDs has the Working Party on the Global Forum on Border Crossing Facilitation and Customs Questions Affecting Transport. Now, I have to come a bit closer, Elizabeth, sorry, because I'm getting older, I don't see very well anymore. So, the first very important thing, and I want to stick on that because it's quite challenging for us, for the Secretariat also, to digitalize those agreements, is to decide with the government what is going to be the high-level architecture. And this is because there are different sometimes interpretations of the provisions of the conventions. The second one is the preparation of the relevant annexes or protocols as it concerns the digital part of the convention. Just to give you an example, the TIR convention has an annex, Annex 11, which actually took 20 years to be decided, just to provide you the background, but it's very detailed, so it's not open to interpretation. We know very well what we should implement. On the other hand, ECMR has a protocol, which actually was came out for signature in 2008, coming into force in 2011, which is quite open to interpretation, I would say. It doesn't provide a lot of details, and this creates a lot of problems to the Secretariat, mainly, I should say, and then to the governments, because then we have to find a ways, compromises on how this would be implemented. And in CPD, for instance, there is nothing, there is no annex, there is no protocol, and now we're discussing what to do with this and how to address these issues. So high-level architecture is a major thing in order to start digitalizing, because there the governments will decide, with the relevant private sector bodies, how we are going to do it, what is going to be the end product. Then the second challenge we are facing is the concept of the system. And here you can see we have the description of the system, description of the processes, description and the roles of its stakeholders. Needless to mention that those conventions are very old. The CPD is 56 and 54, the CMR is 56, the convention of TIR was updated in 75. You understand that some of the provisions there are not relevant to the current businesses. So there is the big challenge that we do have, and by describing the processes, is to know from the private sector mainly what is happening today in the real life, how, for instance, CMR is implementing today by different regions, and then to see without amending the convention, and here is the difficult part, to digitalize it, to decide on the system. And trust me, this is not easy. For instance, for the CMR, everybody understands and knows that the proof of delivery is very easy to be incorporated, but proof of delivery as definition doesn't exist in the CMR convention. So how we can implement the CMR convention in electronic world when actually the main definition that we all recognize is important doesn't exist in the convention. Now, here comes the functional specifications, and this is the important work that you are doing. So after having the high-level architecture and concepts of the systems, then we are talking about data. what kind of data we need, and the standards that needs to be prepared in order to be harmonized, ensuring interoperability. And this is your work, your valuable work, and here is what we are using in order to digitalize, for instance, now the CMR, and I hope it will be the case also for the ECPD in the future. And the last one is the technical specifications. The technical specifications, as you understand, are important. For instance, in the case of TIR, governments decided that UN will play the role, UN will develop the system and being interconnected with all the customs authorities, and this is what we're doing now. For the case of CMR, is not the case. The case of CMR, we're preparing the technical specs with, if needed, revised UNICEFACT standards to give them as public good to the private sector to use it. So every case, different model, different needs, and this makes our work even more complicated, as you understand. And the last part, and then I finalize my intervention, Madam Chair, is everything that comes with the digital world that doesn't exist in the convention. Madam Chair started with the word trust, and in order to have trust, then you have to have authentication, electronic signatures. Everybody has to mutually and globally, by the way, because these are global conventions, recognize what the others do. Mm-hmm. And of course, eventual value, meaning that when I do have an electronic consignment note, an electronic TIR carnet, an electronic CPD, it has the same value as the paper. This means that in the digital world, we should implement the convention, we should follow the processes. So thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor and the opportunity to address you today.
Thank you very much.